I would firstly like to acknowledge the concerns of the public, which we take very seriously. We are very sorry to have caused them much anxiety. We had wanted to give them better protection, and this required a change in our policy involving the use of NRIC numbers because the current situation leaves us vulnerable. Let me explain why. In our daily interactions, we are identified by our names. However, our names may not be unique. So, for example, when organizations have to deal with many people, say a hospital with several patients named Tanakao, they can be confused and they each need a unique identifier, which is their NRIC number. So when the hospital needs to perform an operation or dispense medication, the doctor or nurse must make sure it is the right Tanakao, and they will ask, what is your NRIC number? Because the main purpose of the NRIC number is to be a unique identifier, it cannot be a secret, just as our names are not secret. We must assume that our NRIC numbers are known to quite a few people. However, over time, NRIC numbers have increasingly come to be used as more than just an identifier. Some organizations have started depending on a person producing his full NRIC number as proof that the person is who he or she claims to be. He or she is then granted access to privileged information or services. That is, the NRIC number has also become an authenticator. This is not a good idea. Since our NRIC numbers are known to some other people, someone unauthorized may misuse our NRIC number to get access. Partial or masked NRIC numbers are also frequently used. For example, when we visit a condominium and the security guard takes down our particulars, including our partial NRIC number. Many people think that this way, the full NRIC number remains concealed. This creates a false sense of security because, in fact, from the partial number, you can make a good guess of what the full NRIC number is using simple algorithms, and especially if you also know the person's year of birth, this process is not at all difficult. We therefore had to change the status quo to move away from the NRIC number as an authenticator and from using masked NRIC numbers for that false sense of security. So that was what we needed to do. Now, we knew that this had to be done over a period of time and that a major effort would be needed to help Singaporeans understand the risks because of our long-standing habits and practices. And it is better to do this while the problem is relatively contained. Within government, we started to do a few things. Get agencies to stop using the NRIC number as a password or to prove someone is who he or she claims to be. Discontinue the use of masked NRIC numbers, starting with new services first and then existing services as each service is updated. Unfortunately, there was a lapse in coordination between the staffs on how this was to be implemented, and this led to ACRA's unmasking NRIC numbers in the new BizFile.